בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב. We finish ספר שמות. ספר שמות, from the beginning, after we leave Egypt, in פרשת בשלח, זה תורה, teach us, in paragraph 1, after עם ישראל travel from סוכות, ויחנו ביתם בקצה המדבר, and the פסוק say, והשם הולך לפניהם יומם בעמוד ענן לנחותם הדרך, ולילה בעמוד אש להאיר להם ללכת יומם ולילה. תורה teach us, in the moment when we move from Sukkot and we travel in the desert, every single day we have a pillar from cloud what walk in front of us, and every night we have pillar of fire what walk in front of us. And the Torah mentions this again and again until the end of Sefer Shmot. When we look in the last psukim of Sefer Shmot, in paragraph 6, we find how the Torah mentioned again and again the cloud what stay with us all the time. In paragraph 6, וייחס הענן את אוהל מועד, the cloud stay above אוהל מועד, ולא יכלו ולא יכול משה לבוא אל אוהל מועד, כי שכן עליו הענן, משה רבנו cannot walk in to אוהל מועד, because the cloud stay above this. פסוק למדבב, ובעלות הענן מעל המשכן, when the cloud move, we know we need to prepare ourselves quickly to continue to travel in the desert. ואם לא יעלה הענן, if the cloud never move from Oel Moed, it means we still stay in this place. פסוק למד חט, כי הענן השם על המשכן יומם, fifth time, the cloud stay of the משכן in the day, ואש תהיה לילה בו, and the pillar of fire stay with us every night, לעיני כל בית ישראל בכל מסעם. As we see something very very interesting, when the Torah end Sefer Shmot, how the Torah decide to finish Sefer Shmot, obviously Aron Brit Hashem is set, is ready, cloud arrive of Arsina of Oel Moed, but the Torah mentioned again and again about the pillar of cloud what we have, Amud Anan what we have in the day, and Amud Esh what we have in the night. Is my first question is, why is the Torah spend so many time to teach us in Sefer Shmot, cross the board from the moment when we leave Egypt until the Sefer end, about Amud Anan and Amud Esh, about the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire? Why is so necessary to mention this to us again and again? This is question number one. Question number two. We have mitzvah in the Torah. The mitzvah is אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו. We need to try to following how much we can after Hashem. What is mean? What including this mitzvah? מהו רחום, אף אתה רחום. מהו חנון, אף אתה חנון. To try to following after Hashem. Comes the Ramban in paragraph 4 and teach us the mitzvah of אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו, including also שנלך אחר עצתו וממנו לבדו נדרוש כל נעלם. To following after the advice of Hashem, and we will ask from Hashem everything what is not clear for us, ונשאל כל העתיד, and we will ask from Hashem everything, and this is including, in the last line in paragraph 4, אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו, זה ענן, this is the cloud, what we have with us in the desert. And my second question is, to following after Hashem, this mitzvah can take place only if we have other option, to following after Hashem in one hand, or to do what I feel is right to do. If I have free will, if I have two options, oh, I fulfill the mitzvah, I follow after Hashem. But when we stay in the desert, we don't have any other option. What is the other option? Not to follow you after the cloud. What we can do? For sure, we don't have choice. Is my second question is, how we fulfill the mitzvah? אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו, when we following after עמוד ענן, after the pillar of cloud would stabilize every single day in the desert. We don't have any other choice. It's for sure we will follow after the cloud. If the cloud move, we also need to move. Well, what we can do? We're stuck in the desert. This is question number two. And question number three. The last question. The Torah teach us in paragraph 7 something very, very interesting. We stay in the desert 40 years. We travel from place to place. But only one time, the Torah decide to tell us exactly the month and the day when we arrive to one of the places. In paragraph 7, the Torah teach us, וייסו מאילים, ויבואו כל הדעת בני ישראל אל מדבר סין. We travel from place where the name is Elim, and we arrive in Midbar Sin, asher ben Elim uven Sinai, some place between Elim to our Sinai is Midbar Sin. When we arrive in Midbar Sin, it's good to put line, בחמישה עשר יום לחודש השני, in the second month after we leave Egypt, when, what day in the month? 15 in the second month. בחמישה עשר יום לחודש השני לצאתה מארץ מצרים. We never find any other place in the Torah what the Torah tells exactly when we arrive to any of the places what we travel in the desert, the month and the day, except the מדבר סין, when we arrive in חודש אייר, we leave Egypt in תדבב בניסן, 15 of ניסן, we arrive in months after in מדבר סין. And what happened in this place? וילונו כל הדת בני ישראל על משה ועל אהרון במדבר. עם ישראל complain against משה ואהרון. ויאמרו, and what does he say? מי יתן מותנו ביד השם בארץ מצרים? משה ואהרון, why you bring us to this place? Much better for us to die in Egypt. בשבתנו על סיר הבשר, באוכלנו לחם לסובה, we have, thank God, good food in Egypt, כי הוצאתם אותנו אל המדבר הזה, להעמית את כל הקהל הזה ברעב. Much better to die in Egypt. We have very organized cemetery, and everyone will die in this time. To die in the desert, what's going to happen? It's crazy to stay in the desert. What do you want for us? Why you take us to this place? What HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to Moshe? ויאמר השם אל משה, פסוק ד', הנני ממטיר לכם לחם מן השמיים. ויצא העם ולקטו דבר יום ביומו. You right? I understand you concerned. הקדוש ברוך הוא say to us, you will get food. Don't worry about food. Now, when משה ואהרון get the answer from הקדוש ברוך הוא, what they need to do immediately, they need to run to Am Israel, to give them to feel more calm, more relaxed, you're right, everything is okay, what you ask, and you complain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately give us answer, don't worry, you will get food. But what happened למעשה? ויומר, פסוק וב, in paragraph 7, ויומר משה ואהרון אל כל בני ישראל, ערב, in the evening, וידעתם, כי השם הוציא אתכם מארץ מצרים. In the evening, you will recognize, you will know, Hashem take you out of Egypt. Boker, in the morning, ureitem et kvod Hashem. In the morning, you will see the glory of Hashem. I really don't understand. The Torah tell us black on white. We stay in Midbar Sin when? Full months after we leave Egypt. It means we stay duch in the desert months. In this place in Midbar Sin, we have big problem, we not have food. We complain, Am Israel worries, they will die in the desert, they really want to go back to Egypt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately gives them answer, through Moshe and Aaron, you will get your food. You write, you will get your food. Moshe and Aaron never run to Am Israel immediately to say this to Am Israel. What they say to Am Israel? In the evening, you will recognize Hashem take you out of Egypt. What does it mean? We stay in the desert for months. We know we live in Egypt. Every baby knows this. In the morning, you will recognize the glory of Hashem. Glory of Hashem. We know every minute. From the moment we leave Egypt. After Moshe and Aaron say this statement to Am Israel, we continue and we read Pasuk Yud Aleph, וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, שמעתי את תלונות בני ישראל. פסוק פייג' סרד, we continue paragraph 7, פסוק ט', second line from the top, ויאמר משה אל אהרון, אמור אל כל עדת בני ישראל, קרבו לפני השם, כי שמע את תלונותיכם. Only now, משה say to Aaron, bring everybody and tell them, הקדוש ברוך הוא accept what you ask, and he understand your concern, you will get food. My third question is, why משה ואהרון never run immediately to Am Israel, to tell them, Hashem listen, you concerned. He will give you food. Why Moshe and Aaron need to tell them first, in the evening, you will recognize Hashem take you out of Egypt. In the morning, you will see the glory of Hashem. First, I don't understand what they say. It's not relevant. Am Israel knows this. And if it's relevant, please, say this later, explain what you want later. And say first, the good news, and Am Israel will feel more calm, more relaxed. But why Moshe and Aaron wait with the answer of Hashem a little bit, and before they give the real answer, you will get food, they start to talk about glory of Hashem, about you will recognize Hashem take you out from Egypt. It's so obviously, it's so clear. For sure, this is what will happen. This is what happened. Good. This is our three question. B'siyata d'shmaya, we will see here something plain. Olam haba ba'olam hazeh. Unbelievable. Not only to explain to us nice preparation before Pesach haba alinu letova, also we will see how it's relevant to our daily life every single day, all the time. Is again, short and clear. Immediately after we leave Egypt, we arrive to Sukkot. From Sukkot, we start to travel in the desert, and the Torah tells us every single day we have Amud Anan, pillar of cloud, what go in front of us, walk in front of us, and Amud Esh, pillar of fire, what walk in front of us every night. But the Torah mentioned this Amud Anan again and again in many places in Sefer Shemot, including in the last few psukim of Sefer Shemot, Sefer HaGalut VeHaGeula, the Torah mentioned 5 times, the Torah talking few psukim, 5 times about Amud Anan. Why is so necessary to the Torah to teach us about Amud Anan again and again? This is question number one. Question number two. Ramban come and teach us the mitzvah אחרי השם אלוקיכם תלכו, to follow after Hashem. It's not only מהו רחום, אפתה רחום, מהו חנון, אפתה חנון. It's not only to emulate us to Hashem, להידמות לקדוש ברוך הוא, is also including when we following after Hashem in the desert, after Amud Anan. And this is a little bit difficult to understand because we don't have any other choice. What other choice we have? If we're not following after Amud Anan, we'll be stuck in the desert for sure. We go to die. What is the other choice? And the last question is, when Am Israel stay in Midbar Sin, and the Torah tells us exactly the day and the month when we arrive in Midbar Sin, 15 in the second month, and we complain about food, what we believe we go to die in the desert, Hashem say to Moshe and Aaron, yes, they will get immediately food. Why Moshe and Aaron never run immediately to say this to Am Israel? Why before they say this, the Torah teach us, what they say to Am Israel? In the evening, you will recognize Hashem take you out of Egypt. In the morning you will see the glory of Hashem. Am Israel knows this. To stay full months in the desert. Why we need to say this to them again? This is the questions. What we want to ask in B'siyata Dishmaya, we will see something be'emet, pil-a, to answer these questions, we will start in this way. Cloud in the Torah is not anan in Hebrew. Anan in Hebrew is not cloud in English in the Torah. Cloud in the Torah is mean something much bigger. Cloud is concept. Cloud is essence. And the explanation is following. First time we find cloud in the Torah. Where we find first time cloud in the Torah? In the beginning of the creation, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu create Adam, how he created, the Torah tells us, Ve'ed ya'ale min ha'aretz, Yumet go up from the rivers, from the ocean. The Yumet create what? Cloud. Rain take place. The dirt come wet. Oh, the dirt come wet. Hashem can make face, body of person. And put neshama, and in this way, Hashem create Adam HaRishon. Adama and neshama. But I don't understand. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to make all this process? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go to the lake, to the river, the sand in the lake, in the river, anyway is wet. And exactly how we play when we was children, and we can make face and body, and Hashem can put neshama inside, and Baruch Haba, Adam HaRishon arrived to this world. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to do this? He look in complicated way. First, he need to create Ve'ed Ya'aleh Min Ha'aretz. Yumet go up and up and create the cloud. When we have the cloud, now up the cloud full with rain, the rain take place, all the dirt come wet, now Hashem, in this way, create us. Why Hashem never do this? In easy way. He go to the river, lake, he find sand what is wet, he can make stand, space, frame of Adam, and to put neshama and finish. But this is first time. Second time, after the Mabul, the Torah teach us, in paragraph 8, Hashem make with us agreement, no more Mabul, what he say, paragraph 8, ויאמר אלוקים, זאת אות הברית, אשר אני נותן ביני וביניכם, ובין כל נפש אחת, הנפש אשר איתכם לדורות עולם. What kind of agreement? את קשתי, מהירן בו נתתי בענן, והייתה לאות ברית, ביני ובין הארץ. פסוק י' ד' והיה בענני ענן על הארץ, when will come cloud, ונראתה הקשת בענן, והיה בענני ענן על הארץ, when is cloud, you can see the rainbow, and this will remind every one of us about the agreement between Hashem to us, no more Mabul, no more Mabul. This is what Chazal come and teach us. As the Torah come and teach us. This is the second time what we find what? What we find Anan. Third time when we find Anan. The third time is when Abraham and Yitzchak travel to the test of the Akedah. What Abraham Avinu asked Ishmael and Eliezer? When they come close to Har Moriah, you see something above the mountain? What's the answer? The sky is blue. We never see anything. He asked Yitzchak, you see something above the cloud, above the mountain? What he answer? Yes, what I see? Cloud above Har Moriah. Oh, you see cloud, and I see. Okay, immediately he say to Ishmael ve'Eliezer, Shvu lachem po, you will stay here. Ve'ani ve'anar melcha ad ko. Shvu lachem po. Ani ve'anar nelcha ad ko. This is the third time. Thank you. This is the third time. What we find? What we find? Cloud. We continue. Am Israel send leaders to check Eretz Israel. The leaders return back, complain against Eretz Israel. Am Israel crying all the night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and say to Moshe Rabbeinu, enough is enough. Finish. I go to kill all of them. Moshe Rabbeinu say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you cannot do this. Because if you go to kill all of them, what the nation will say, you're strong to take them out from Egypt, but you cannot bring them to the land what you promised them. Major chilul Hashem will take place. Fine. What he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right. But when he say this to Hashem, he also repeat again. Pasuk Yudaled, paragraph 9. Three line from the end. What he say? V'amru el yeshev haaretz. Azot, shamu ki ata Hashem bekerev ha'am hazeh. You stay with them. Asher ayin be'ayin ata nira ata Hashem. Ve'anancha omed aleihem. ובעמוד ענן אתה הולך לפניהם יומם ובעמוד אש לילה. שבורך, all the nation know you send them, you go in front of them with pillar of cloud in the day and pillar of fire in the night. Now you go to kill all of them. Wow, חילול השם will take place. Why משה רבינו need to mention again קדוש ברוך הוא, you following in front of them with pillar of cloud in the day, and you walk in front of them in pillar of fire in the night. Why necessary to mention this again? Moreover, you believe or not, the wife of Rav Yosef, every Friday, when she light Shabbos candle, she light in the last moment. Is Rav Yosef say to his wife, you need to light Shabbos candle a little bit early. Why need to light a little bit early? Because the pasuk say, לא ימיש עמוד הענן יומם ועמוד האש לילה. And Chazal explained, before the day is over, still day, still we have the light of the day, עמוד האש arrive. Exactly in the morning. Before the night is over, עמוד ענן arrive. It means one merge with each other. Sometimes in the morning we see the sun and the moon at the same time. This reason, Rav Yosef said to his wife, you cannot light Shabbos candle in the last moment. We see the Amud Anan, Amud Ha'esh, what represents Shabbos candle, arrive when still is day, when still we have Amud Anan. Is don't light in the last moment, please next week, light early. Interesting. How Rav Yosef teach his wife to light Shabbos candle early? How? When he use Amud Anan and Amud Esh, look inside, please, in paragraph 10. Devitu de Rav Yosef, Ave me'achra u'madleket la. She light Shabbos candle late. Amar la Rav Yosef, Tanya, we find the posuk, Lo yamish Amud Anan yomam, ve'amud Esh laila, melamed she'amud Anan mashlim le'amud Esh. When still is day and we have the pillar of cloud, Amud Esh, the pillar of fire, arrive. ועמוד האש משלי לעמוד ענן. We see in many places, עמוד ענן, cloud is not only what we have in the sky. Cloud is concept. Cloud represents something. Is we need to understand what cloud in the Torah represents. What including under the word cloud in the Torah. The explanation is following. When Am Israel stay close to Yam Suf. What happened to them? The Torah teaches in paragraph 11, וירדפו מצרים אחריהם ויסיגו אותם חונים על הים. They catch us when we stay on the beach of the Yam Suf. In this moment, the Torah continue and say, ויצקו בני ישראל אל השם. Why? The ocean in front of us, Egyptians stay behind us, tigers, lions, animals around us, we really stuck. We cannot move. We shut completely. What's going to happen? And we scream to Hashem, no question, the pray what take place in this moment was so deep, so pure, full focus to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, how we come out from this complicated situation, ocean in front of us, Egyptian behind us, animals, tigers, lions around us, ויצעקו בני ישראל אל השם. Come Chazal, Rashi mentioned, paragraph 12, ויצעקו, תפסו, אמנות אבותם. The following, after the practice, of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Abraham Avinu, the Pasuk say, after Hashem destroyed Sodom, he come back to the place what he stayed the day before, and he pray shacharit. Yitzchak, afternoon, go outside to the field, and he daven what? Mincha. Yaakov, before he leave Eretz Israel, he daven what? Ma'ariv. I don't understand. How we can compare, with all the respect, the pray, what Am Yisrael pray before Hashem split Yam Suf, to the pray of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham wake up in the morning, he go back to the place what he daven yesterday, and he takes the Siddur and he daven Shacharit. And Yitzchak afternoon daven Mincha. And Yaakov Arvit. When we pray, when we stay in front of Yam Suf, what kind of praise this was. Unbelievable. Full heart, full focus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How was she compared? The answer is, we have two types of tefillah. We have tefillah every day. What happened to us sometimes is that tefillah what we daven every day, we start Shmoneh Esrei in one place. In the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, our head go around. We fly to other states, to other places, and we find ourselves so quickly, Oseh Shalom Im Romav. And we don't understand how we arrive. Our head traveled all over. Happened. When somebody has a chalila, a serious situation, or somebody would need special pray, and this person in shock about what happened, he daven with full kavana, how much he can to Hashem. He not care about anything. The focus is only to pray to Hashem. This is two types of tefillah. Come Rashi and teach us. When Am Israel stay in front of Yam Suf, all the Egyptians behind us, animals around us, and we scream to Hashem, we have focus, 100%, 99% to Hashem. Come Chazal and say, this happened to us because the situation is so complicated. But by Avot and Imaot, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea, this happened every normal day. They never start to pray in one place and then go to the other place. All the time, when they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in normal day, when everything is great, they have completely focused to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Chazal came and teaches. When what we feel in front of Yam Suf, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, Velea, feel every single day when they pray to Hashem. Now, what we learn from here? We have two types of tefillah. Tefillah, when everything is relaxed, sometimes we don't have full kavana. The focus is not only about Hashem, our head go all over. We have other type of tefillah. When something is complicated, is difficult, we have more and more and more and more focus to Hashem. These two type of tefillah, what represents these two type of tefillah, is Amud Anan and Amud Esh. Amud Esh, pillar of fire, represent tefillah when everything is clear, relaxed, we see. Not any problem. Tefillah, when it's complicated, when it's difficult, when not, it's not so clear what's going to happen. What represents this kind of tefillah is Amud Anan. When it's cloud, it means we cannot see clearly what happened in front of us. This is two types of tefillah, what we have. Now, we will continue. Pilei Pleim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us, how he decide to create us, Adama v'Neshama, what exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu do in the dirt? He create cloud, rain take place, make the dirt wet, now Hashem make our stance, our frame, and he put Bayas Neshama. Why he makes this in this way? He wants to teach us. When in the future, when we grow, and we start to go all over this world that Hashem created, and we will see cloud, we see something that is not so clear, we see complicated situation, we see challenge, never to give up. We can cross the cloud. Sometimes it looks no way. Adirama, opposite. We can cross the cloud. When Avraham Avinu traveled to Akedah, he really wanted to understand if Yitzchak understands what's going to happen. He asked Ishmael and Eliezer, tell me please, you see something around this mountain, nothing. Sky is blue. He asked Yitzhak, you see something? What he answered to him? Yes. What I see? Cloud above our Amoria. Cloud, you see? Okay, we can walk together. In other way, when Yitzhak say, I see cloud, you know what it mean? He say to him, Abba, I see the fire. I see the wood. I see the knife. But Ayah say, where is the lamp? It's cloud. It's not so clear. And Avraham Avinu say to his son, yes, you're right. I see exactly the same cloud. But all my life, Hashem teach me, we can cross the cloud. You would like to travel with me? And I will show you how we together go to cross this cloud. Yitzchak say, Abba, give me a hand. We will travel together. וילכו שניהם יחדיו. הקדוש ברוך הוא, משה רבינו say, you cannot destroy them. Yes, they make sin. But you teach them all the time. You create them with knowledge to understand life is not only clear and sunrise every minute. Sometimes it's cloudy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promise, when it's cloud, the life can continue if they will give you hand. What you promise to them after you destroyed the world? What you promise to them after the Mabul? No more Mabul. And now you bring this promise. Ve'aya be'anani anan al ha'aretz. When you see the situation is cloudy, continue to travel. Never give up. ונראתה הקשת בענן. קשת is not only the rainbow. קשת is also concept of prey. יעקב give to yourself the city of Shechem and say to him, אשר לקחתי מיד האמורי בחרבי ובקשתי. קשת, bow and arrow represent prey because if I pull the arrow a little bit, it's fall in front of me. The more I pull this more close to me, it's go far away from me. Hashem, you cannot do this. We see cloud represent complicated situation. Sometimes it's very cloudy. Sometimes part of the sky is blue, part is cloud. We have different levels of cloud. But this is what Chazal come teach us. Now listen. Am Israel arrived in Midbar Sinai when? 15 in Midbar Sin. When? 15 in the second month. Tetvav Iyar. Months stay in the desert. Now listen what Am Israel say to Hashem. Please, if we can going back for 1 minute to paragraph 7. Pasuk Bet. Paragraph 7, Pasuk Bet. Vayilonu kol adab bnei Israel. על משה ועל אהרון במדבר. I don't understand. In the Torah, every letter, every word is necessary. Why is the Torah right? Am Israel complain to Moshe ואהרון במדבר. One person before, the Torah teach us, we stay in the desert, in Midbar Sin. We full months in the desert. Why is the Torah need to write this word again? Am Israel come and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, say to Moshe ואהרון, God is great, he's superstar. Against who? Against Egyptian. All the time when the Egyptian is still alive, he show us how we can fight and win against him. Now after Kriyat Yam Suf, the essence of Egypt is over. Vayar Israel et Mitzrayim met al Sfat Hayam. The essence of Egypt is die, dead, finish, it's over. Now, Hashem loses power. He not have any power against the desert. He have power against Egypt. וילונו כל הדעת בני ישראל על משה ועל אהרון הוא הר במדבר. And listen, next פסוק, פסוק ג', ויאמרו עליהם בני ישראל, מי ייתן מותנו ביד השם בארץ מצרים. Yes, יד השם take place where? בארץ מצרים. In ארץ מצרים השם, we see his hand all the time, he protect us. But now he loses his power. קם משה ואהרון, listen, this is פלאי פלאים, and say to עם ישראל, yes, you will get soon food, but the food that you go to get every day, you go to get this food with instruction. Every morning, what you need to do in this food, the Torah come and teach us in paragraph 7, paragraph 7, the Torah come and say, when you get the man, when you get the man, how, סליחה, in paragraph 15, paragraph 15, the Torah come and say, זה הדבר אשר ציווה השם, לקטו ממנו, please, if you can put line, איש לפי אוכלו. You can put circle around this three word. When you go to collect the money, is איש לפי אוכלו. Everyone need to take amount of man what he can eat through the day. Omer la gulgolet. Now, if you have more, what the Torah say, פסוק יוטט, paragraph 15, ויאמר משה עליהם, איש, אל יותיר ממנו עד בוקר. Don't keep a little bit for the next day, because in the next day you go to get new man. Okay? Now, again, what is the instruction? איש לפי אוכלו. Everyone will take how much he can eat. Maximum is עומר לגולגולת. Amount, עומר is measurement, amount of man. Never leave a little bit for the next day. Tell me, you heard before this kind of word, איש לפי אוכלו? You heard before, אל יותיר ממנו עד בוקר? Yes. Look in paragraph 16, when we prepare to make Korban Pesach, in the last night, in Eretz Israel, what? And let's have it in Egypt. What the Torah come and say to us? החודש הזה לכם ראש חודשים. Everybody need to take cell הבית אבות, cell הבית. פסוק ד', ואם אימת הבית מיות מסה, if only the member in the house is only few, and one lamb is a lot for them, you need to make together with the neighbors. ולקח הוא שכנו הקרוב אל ביתו, במכסת נפשות, please put line and circle, איש לפי אוכלו. And what let's pass paragraph 16 teach us, לא תותירו ממנו עד בוקר. פילי פלאים. משה say to עם ישראל, months ago, last day in Egypt, you remember what happened when Hashem asked you to take the God of Egypt to shochet, to throw the dam, the blood on the doorway, and he told you to eat this in the house, איש לפי אוכלו, never keep for the next day. You never worry. You never ask any question. You know you go to shochet the God of Egypt. You trust Hashem. Exactly. Same God. What you see in Egypt, this is the same God what you will continue to see in the desert. He never changed. Every single day, when you will get your man, and you know amount of food of man you need to eat every day maximum, Omer lagulgolet, איש לפי אוכלו, take how much you can eat, don't take more, never keep in your house a little bit for the next day. Exactly saying you trust Hashem in Egypt about Korban Pesach, continue to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu also in the desert. Same God, he never change, he stay with you all the time. Interesting. When the man arrived to us, What Am Yisrael say, they really not understand what is mean. Look, please, in paragraph 7, page 3, Pasuk Tetvav, close to the end of paragraph 7, the last two lines, Pasuk Tetvav, Vayiru Bnei Yisrael, Vayomru Ish El Achiv, when they see the man arrive, Vayomru Ish El Achiv, Man Hu. How we say in English, Man Hu? What is this? What's it? What is it? Yes, but if you look carefully of these two words, Man Hu, and you connect these two words together, and you play a little bit with the letters, you get the word Emuna. Man Hu is same letter of Emuna. Every single day, paragraph 7, you see, beginning of Pasuk Tetvah, Vayiru Bnei Yisrael Ish El Achiv, Vayomru Ish El Achiv, Man Hu. Man Hu is Emuna. Every single day you will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with you. We will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. This is what Chazal came to teach us. From this reason, the Torah mentioned exactly the day and the month that we arrive in Midbar Sin, because in Midbar Sin we get first class shiur, what is mean Emuna. How Emuna is not when everything is clear. How Emuna is also when sometimes it's cloud. Sometimes it's a little bit, sometimes it's deep cloud, big cloud, gray cloud, but we can cross every cloud. Avraham Avinu, Hashem said to him one day, please, lech lecha le'artzecha. Avraham Avinu said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no problem, I trust you, but I have following of 10, 20,000 people, what I try to teach them about you. If I will tell them, we'll travel, for sure they will ask me to where. What I will tell them? Avraham, again, lech lecha, I will show you. What Avraham Avinu do? He take all of them, and he travel. And they arrive in Eretz Israel. And when everyone find his place, and Avraham Avinu build his tent with his wife, Sarah, Imenu, what he have above the tent? Cloud. What he have in the tent every single day from Sunday, from Friday afternoon until next Friday, when she light what? Candles? He stay all the week. He have Amud Anan above the tent and Amud Esh in the tent. When we say, the Torah teach us about Rivka, young girl, to travel to the other side of the world to marry Yitzchak. Lavan say to his sister, what went to you? What happened to you? You sure you want to do this? Who knows who is Yitzchak? She say, I'm following after this man. When she arrived and she met Yitzchak, and both of them arrived to the tent, what come again? The cloud above the tent and the Amud Esh in the tent near Shabbat. When every one of us travel to Yerushalayim, to Bet HaMikdash. The Mishnah teaches in Masechet Avot, in Bet HaMikdash, every minute, when everyone walk in, child, older, everyone, we see 10 miracles, black and white. One of the 10 miracles is, when the smoke take place on the Mizbeach, all the time the smoke take place, how? Straight up. It's windy outside, no ceiling. The smoke goes straight. Amud, Anan. And the fire of the Mizbeach stay non-stop. Eshtomid tukad al Mizbeach lo tichbe. How we say every Friday night, Be'amud Anan yedaber aleihem, shamru edotav v'chok natan lamu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk to us many times Be'amud Anan. What is mean Be'amud Anan? For sure he saw us, the sky is blue. But sometimes he give a challenge to check what kind of emuna we have. He show us a little bit cloud. And he will say to us, we can pass this cloud. And when we pass the cloud, the sky come more blue. What we see before. This is what Chazal come and teach us. For this reason in Sefer Shemot, The Torah teaches us again and again about Amud Anan, Sefer HaGalut VeHaGeulah. How Sefer HaGalut VeHaGeulah end? 5 times we talk about the cloud. 3 times in the Torah we find set of 5 times. First, in the beginning of the creation, Vayomer Elokim Yior, Vayior, etc. 5 times we find the word or. And Avraham Avinu, when he traveled to Eretz Israel, Ve'yeh bracha, v'avarchacha, v'agada shmecha, ve'yeh bracha, 5 times the word bracha, blessing. And 5 times we see the word anan, cloud, in the end of Sefer HaGalut v'Geulah. The bracha take place when we never give up. The bracha take place when we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to elevate us. How we elevate us? When sometimes situation is not so clear. Somebody want to get this job, somebody want to get this position, somebody want to go to this school, or anything, somebody want to go to this date and it's not work, and you feel what's going to happen is complicated, it's difficult. No, no. We continue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run the show, and we trust you. What we don't understand today, we will understand tomorrow retroactive. And we have this kind of perspective. All the time, we can grow and grow. This is Sefer HaGalut VeHaGeulah. Not only Galut VeGeulah of our nation, Galut of Geulah of every one of us. Every single day, you know, we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a day. In the whole time, when we pray to Hashem, we allow to raise our hand up. To raise hand up is mean to bow down with our hand. We have 2 parts in our body and our hand. We have Tuma and Tahara in our body, Tuma and Tahara in our hand. When we want to bow down ourselves, all our body bow down, we know what it means. Opposite from the way how we grow. We grow up, we bow down. Our hand grow down. If we want to bow down our hand, what we do? Sui Dechem Kodesh. We raise our hand up. But later, Chazal come and say, we're not allowed to raise our hand up. Because the nation uses to Avodah Zarah. The way how they serve the Elohim Acharim. Sometimes if you come to the Kotel, you see the group of tourists from all over the world come to the Kotel. What they do, they put their hand on the Kotel, Hamar Isaac, more Isaac hand. Because this is the way how they pray. From this reason, we're not allowed to raise our hand up. A little bit sometimes, but not all the tefillah. But every single day, we raise our hand a little bit up. When? When we come to the doorway. In the morning, and we leave the house, we raise our hand to kiss the mezuzah. We raise our hand, this means we start new day, we start new week. Week is Amud Anan, is day. We have plan for the day, but our plan is same plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We hope. But when we raise our hand and we kiss the mezuzah, what Chazal come and say, how is important? And how is important one time when David leaves the house to say, Hashem ishmor tzeti uvoi me'ata ve'ad olam, is mean, if any challenge will take place through the day, we'll continue. We never give up. When we return back home, in the end of the week, we arrive to Nerot Shabbat. We arrive to the light of Shabbos, which show us retroactive, the Siyata Dishmaya, the Hashgacha Pratit, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu watch us. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu go with us. And from every situation in life, we can see Hashgacha Pratit. From every situation in life, we can see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us. Sometimes we see this on the spot. Sometimes we see this later, retroactive. This is what the Torah wants to teach us. We come close to Chag HaPesach. Chag HaPesach. The name of the month is Nisan, because the miracles what happened in this month. The name of the night, the special night of this month, Leil HaSeder. Why is Leil HaSeder? Why not Leil Pesach? We need to organize all the miracles what Hashem made to us. This night what we sit and we bring back all the miracles and we take all these miracle examples for us and we appreciate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do for us in the past and how he do for us in the present, and for sure we're going to do it for us also in the future. The first conversation between Yosef and his brothers. When you kick me out, you have what you have in your head, you feel very upset, and look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu make all this story completely different. Yosef say only 2 words, Ani Hashem. When he say two words, Ani Yosef. When he say two words, Ani Yosef. All the pieces of the puzzle come clear. Kodesh Baruch Hu also promised to us, he goes to say to us, Ani Hashem. When he will say Ani Hashem, we can understand also all the questions what we have. All the questions what we not have answered. Questions what generations before not have answered. Everyone will get answered. The Ramban come and say, somebody come to him and ask a lot questions. And from all the questions what he asked the Ramban, he decide he don't get the real answers. And the answer what the Ramban gave him is not completely answer the questions. From this reason he say, he give up. And he go out of the way. Ramban say to him, I ask you one favor. When your time come to move to the other world, please come to me back. Tell me what you see. This person passed away years after. After a few days, he came to the Ramban in the dream. And he said to him, Rabbi, all the questions that I ask you is really not question. The picture is very clear. I'm sorry. He said to him. It means, not every time we have answers. But if we have this emuna, this is the key. So interesting. Parashat Beshalach. The parsha what we live in Egypt. The parsha what we get the other step and the challenge of emuna. This parasha, look in paragraph 20, have 116 psukim. Every parasha in the Torah, in every chumash, in small letters, you can see the numbers of the psukim in the parasha, and every time Chazal gives some gematria, the number of the psukim in parashat Beshalach is under 16. And the siman, the gematria is Yad Emunah. When we have Emunah, we see the Yad, the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we take this kind of lesson with us, we stay in time where the world is not so clear. Many clouds go all over the world. Nobody knows what's going to happen in the world, in Am Israel, in Eretz Israel. But we have DNA of the Kol Esem, the Edi Alem in Haaretz. Special cloud create rain. From this rain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us. We have DNA what say to us, we continue with Elat Emunah to walk with every challenge. In B'siyata Dishmaya, when we raise in this time of the year the Emunah in our daily life, ובזוכה, כבימים ההם, כך בזמן הזה, we will see again the עמוד ענן in בית המקדש, the smoke from the קורבנות, and עמוד האש, אש תמיד תוקד על המזבח לא תכבה, and הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא כל מי שלא קיבלו לטובה, בברכה, בבריאות, בשמחה ובהצלחה.